You know what's so damn annoying about some of you people? You care. There's nothing that drives me more crazy in this world than people that care. So many of you calling and texting and texting and calling and emailing, concerned for my well-being, I think, mainly. Because let's face it, if one of us is going to croak, it's going to be me. Chris is going to live to 110, and I'm going to keel over eating cream and cereal next Sunday. Any potatoes, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, you care. And so that means I have to do more work and come on here and explain to you that we're just on spring break. We may or may not have mentioned this was going to happen, but I promise you, everything is fine. Chrissy and I will be back on March 31st, streaming live on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. So do yourself a favor, run over there, subscribe to the channel, make sure you got notifications on, and then you'll get notified when we go live, which is usually about 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, I have randomly selected, and by randomly, I mean combed through literally hundreds of episodes to find ones I think you're going to enjoy. So here's another TCB Spring Break classic. If you're a regular listener of the show, it's a chance to almost laugh twice. And if you're a new listener to the show, well, what in the world are you thinking? Your mama taught you better. We'll see you next week. Until then, let's start the show.
So you've loved, you lost, had some along the way. Life gives you lots of lacks, but you're in your own way. You take the good and the bad, but you don't ever win. That's because God hates you, and you are full of sin. Good book and Roddy the family. It's time for TCB TV. That's right, TCB TV. We love our TCB TV. We love our TCB TV. So you played by the rules. You did it all right, but you're still in the basement and alone all night. You've paid your dues, you've cleaned your room, but your mom still makes lunch and you sleep till noon. So grab your pants and take a seat. It's time for TCB TV. Oh yeah, TCB TV. We love our TCB TV. We love our TCB TV. TCB TV. Turn on TCB TV. Gotta have TCB TV. We love our 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 TCB TV.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
And when my dad got that phone bill a month later,
ooh, trouble.
He fucking flipped his shit.
and all charging privileges on the phone were taken off. I couldn't call collect. I couldn't call 411, which you, I think you at some point became a charge service, like 50 cents to call 411, which was the early search engine for telephone numbers and other information. It was literally called information. That's what you would call. So all of that is blocked. All of it. Okay. So I got in trouble with that. That cured me quickly of wanting to call anybody and spend any money. I should have called the sex hotline is what I should have done.
I'm surprised you didn't do that one.
I didn't. I was too afraid to do that because I think I knew that my dad got the bill and that I would be busted.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. So much to talk about today. We've got 3i, the comet that is spaceship that is traveling around the solar system right now,
yes.
Hiding behind the sun, doing things
it.
That no one else has seen a comet do. And now we're getting our first pictures. Apparently, I have seen them all over the place, but I have yet to verify it from a reputable source. So there's a lot of pictures. It looks strange to me. It's traveling at 137 miles per second or something like that.
Okay.
It is big. It is weird.
Yeah.
And it will make its appearance on 11/11 of this year for 88 minutes. It will be able to be seen, and then it will be gone. No one knows. Not
That's
even the
crazy.
People who study this stuff understand why it's acting the way it's acting. And it's interstellar, meaning it came from somewhere in our galaxy, and now it's coming to our solar system, and then it's gone. It's hiding behind the sun. Its tail is facing the sun instead of away from the sun, which is not how a comet usually acts. Usually the tail is burning off in a different direction. I don't know.
Spooky.
Could this be it? I don't know. If it is, let us all go down peacefully with love and joy.
And Nikes.
That's right. And nice shoes. May we all go down with nice shoes. Baby, get the kids some new shoes. Even though we can't afford it, buy them. Because you know what? 11/11, that's our day, kids. 11/11, too.
That's pretty crazy. Well, that's funny because last night I was, you know, because of the meteor showers going on right now.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to see it, but I'm in the city.
Yeah, you're in the city.
The
you
light
can't see
pollution.
It.
So I, you know, I was outside looking for it last night. I was like, dang it, there's too much light. So I pulled out my app, my Night Sky app, which
okay,
I love that
it.
App.
Yep, I'm
yes.
on it, too.
And so I'm pointing it around the sky, and I see the asteroids. They're shooting everywhere, you know, beep, beep, beep,
yeah,
meteors.
Yeah.
And then I see the comet thing, and I was like, what is that?
Oh, you
That's
saw it.
That's wild. It popped up on the night
oh,
sky.
But
app.
It's behind the sun right now. I think we, I don't know. I don't think we can see it necessarily.
Well, it showed it in
oh.
the sky. I didn't, with
wow.
my naked eye, see it. But I saw it through the app. It was like blazing through the sky. I was like, what is that? A comet, I guess?
Unbelievable. Just,
yeah.
It's weird. It's wild. This is now the second time in a couple of years that this has happened. If you remember the Ulanga, Ulamamba,
yes.
whatever it was, the Hawaiian thing that came by that looked like, you know, basically a big dick that was flying through the sky and people couldn't figure it out. And so...
Was that Bezos's Starship?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past any of these guys to be flying shit around interstellar. I just don't know. And so, you know, I hate to speculate, but this hits close to home. And it's going to be close enough, closer than most. And, you know, there's 0% chance, according to people who study this stuff, 0% chance it's going to hit Earth, like a 0.0001% chance it could hit the moon. But, I mean, there's either 0 or 100% chance, and they'll figure that out sometime around, you know, later on this month, which will give us 11 days to react to it. So there you go.
If we didn't have the moon, we'd be screwed.
We would not be in a good position.
No.
It would change the tides. It would change
yeah.
a lot of stuff about the way that we live. If the moon was to be off course
yes.
or even
think about it,
molested
wow.
in any way, like it would just change the mm-hmm. things on Earth that we don't even understand, right? It
yeah.
would change all your periods would
yep.
be different. All your moon cycles would
the
be
moon
half
cycles.
Moon cycles or something. I don't know.
Who knows?
You guys could turn into, you girls could turn into crazy werewolves and guys, we'd just be left to our own devices here to raise our wild children. And then, of course, today, Chrissy and I are recording this, the 31 people busted in a huge
oh
NBA
my God,
betting
I saw
and poker
too.
Scandal.
Wow.
That's insane. Although this is not the first time there's been a bed. People, you know, you have Pete Rose.
Yeah.
You have there was a guy that was, I forget, back in the 80s or 90s, he was throwing college games and making big money off that because he owed some crime family money. But this includes all of the five major crime families. They're all involved in it. Most of it has to do with poker and not with throwing basketball
secret
games.
Secret poker games?
Secret poker games where they had like x-ray machines under the table. They had machines that were that from far away, a computer could tell which card to spit out, either a face card or
a
number
card.
Weren't
they already making money? Doing
millions.
Their regular, their day job.
Yeah, but this is what the crime families do. They find a way to get in the middle of these, you know, lucrative illegal activities, and then they just.
I'm talking about the NBA people.
Yeah, I don't understand that one because the guy Rozier, who just got, you know, he spent 10 years in the NBA, and then you've got this coach that's caught up, and he also was like, he was an NBA champ, and then he spent many years in the NBA, and now he's spent many years coaching on and off. And it's just beyond me, but you never know what's going through someone's head, and you never know why they need money, and you never know what they're willing to do for it. And sometimes from a place of desperation, you do stupid shit. So I don't want to cast judgment.
Yeah, I know, we don't know the details.
We all do stupid shit, and may the court system will figure it out. You know, I feel great that our Cash Patel, our tiny little FBI director...
Yeah, that he's in charge.
All out. Yeah,
everything.
He can't blink, but hopefully he can figure this out. What's wrong with his eyes? I mean, he's got a thyroid problem or something. Someone should check that out. I mean, he does not blink. His eyes are so buggy.
What's his name? RFK.
Cash Patel.
Should check him out.
Oh yeah, RFK. Yeah, that's the last guy you should be checking anybody out. That guy is a total fucking kook, man. Honestly. Okay, but anyway, all of that to be said, Chrissy has finally gotten around to listening to my new podcast.
Yes, I have.
Thank you very much for that. The After the Break is currently available on all your podcast players. I secretly, quietly rolled out the first episode. You can go listen to it now. Not
it was
so
a
secret.
Soft release.
It's called a soft launch. It means I don't like it. So maybe you should go listen to it. But
you did a great job.
Thank you very much. But we were talking about, it's about TV psychics. Mm-hmm. It's about psychics in general, but I focus in on TV psychics, which is become a billion-dollar industry. And this all kind of started, I'm not going to rehash my entire hour and a half long podcast, but it all started, this craze that's going on right now, started with the 1-900 numbers back in the 80s when they became very popular and very lucrative businesses for landline-based telecommunication companies who would charge outrageous per-minute fees for you to call and talk to a supposed psychic.
It was psychics and sex.
Those were the two things. Yeah. Psychics and sex. You're right about that. Yeah, psychics and sex. You were either calling a dating hotline, a porn hotline, a sex hotline, or you were calling a psychic. And for a minute there, for probably like a decade, it was really about the psychics. And Dionne Warwick was buddied up, and she had a line that I don't think got in any trouble, but maybe it did. But the Miss Cleo thing.
Oh, Miss Cleo, yeah.
Just ended in the early 2000s, really.
Wow, it lasted that long.
It lasted that long. And that was PRN, the Psychics Readers Network. And I was telling Chrissy, this led to an interesting conversation, but I was telling Chrissy that when I was a kid, I had my own phone line. Mm-hmm. So for our 15th birthday, I think, 14th or 15th birthday, my dad installed a phone line for each of us.
That's nice.
Well, I think he was sick of us taking up all the house phone time, right? It was getting a little much.
Uh-huh.
And you got two twin teenage boys, and that's your main method of communication. There's pagers, but there's no cell phones. They have cell phones, but they're very expensive. They're car phones, clunky and big. My dad had one, but it's like $1,000. Speaking about per minute fees, it's like $1,000
so
a minute to call locally. It was insane dollars. And so my dad had it, but he was like, we only use this in emergency circumstances.
My dad gave me one for emergencies. Yeah.
So happy birthday. We obviously never made big deals about birthdays, but happy birthday. And what we unwrapped was a phone, an actual phone, like a physical phone.
Yes.
And Kevin and I were like, oh, great. Thanks for the phone, Dad. That's cool.
Is it cordless?
It was not cordless until a couple of years later when I paid for my own cordless phone. But but it had a big cord, so you could walk around the entire room with it. And then he said, I have installed your own phone lines in your own room. Now, we already had the outlet, but he said, here's your phone number, here's your phone number, and
I'm
paying
for it. That's very cool of him.
Great. Until a couple years later, when one night, I am watching one of those channels, I see Miss Cleo, and I call her up, right? And of course, it's not Miss Cleo that's talking to me, it's somebody on the other line. But they were so good at talking to me that they got me. And they got me on like an hour and a half long phone call. A long phone call.
Uh-huh.
And I just didn't understand at the time. I mean, I probably did somewhere, but I wasn't thinking all the way through as teenagers don't do. And when my dad got that phone bill a month later.
Ooh, trouble.
He fucking flipped his shit. And all charging privileges on the phone were taking off. I couldn't call collect. I couldn't call 411, which I think you at some point became a charge service, like 50 cents to call 411, which was the early search engine for telephone numbers and other information. It was literally called information. That's what you would call. So all of that is blocked. All of it. Okay. So I got in trouble with that. That cured me quickly of wanting to call anybody and spend any money. I should have called the sex hotline is what I should have done.
I'm surprised you didn't do that one.
I didn't. I was too afraid to do that because I think I knew that my dad got the bill and that I would be busted, essentially. So what I learned many years later was that my grandfather was also prone to spending money calling QVC, late night infomercials, possibly 1-900 numbers, and spending dick loads of money.
Me too. My grandfather was too. He loved all. I mean, forever there was. It was cooking. All the cooking gadgets.
Yeah,
the choppers and the cookers and the boilers and the steamers and the what anything and everything. And yeah, he ended up having a whole closet full of all of these gadgets.
Yeah,
and I ended up taking some of them when we moved him out of his house to go to the retirement home. I ended up taking some of them. They were great ideas, a lot of them. They were just cheaply made for mass production, so they didn't last long.
Agreed.
But he had a whole, graveyard full of them.
Millions of Americans must have, because it was, in my research for TV psychics, I went down the 1-900 craze and the infomercial craze whole rabbit hole also. And it still remains a $1 billion business.
It's got to.
See, the thing is that those kitchen gadgets, when they work, can be really cool.
They work.
They save you time.
Mm-hmm.
They make food that you like, whatever it is. I mean, there was that lady who was selling all kind of kitchen gadgets and cookbooks on how, there was like an air boiler, right? Air boiler? What the fuck is an air boiler, right? I made, nacho cheddar cheese shit-yourself potatoes with my air boiler.
Yes.
Look at this. And, show these beautiful pictures of this food, and then you get the machine, and you never know how to work it. Just a piece of junk. The George Foreman grill made that guy so wealthy.
He was
a heavyweight champion of the world, but Don King took all his money like Don King took everybody else's money. He did, he was broke until the George Foreman grill took over the world. I think my grandfather had like four of those.
Yeah, we had a bunch of them.
It's unbelievable.
I took one to college. Yeah.
So this is kind of interesting because we're talking about this. Last night, my youngest, who's just now, she's a toddler and she's communicating pretty well, but she's also in that like terrible twos, terrible threes stage.
Yes.
So at any moment, she turns into a nightmare at any moment. Throwing a holy
hit. It can flip.
It doesn't matter. The carpet isn't green. I can't paint the walls. Why does my foot look like that?
Yeah.
Right? All this stuff just sets her down a path, and it can go on. This can last for half an hour, 45 minutes. You probably heard some of it in the background of the show. Because when it happens, it's loud. And, as a parent, you learn to deal with it. But it can be frustrating. So last night, just trying to get to the finish line, just trying to get to 7 o'clock when it's time to put her to sleep, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to get there. It's dinner time. Everything's going well. And then all of the sudden, she sees apples and she goes fucking bananas, right? Bananas for the apples.
She wanted them.
I want manzana. Manzana, daddy. Manzana. Manzana.
And I'm like, holy shit, kid, okay, manzana. So I go and I'm washing it. Astrid's sitting there, I'm washing it. And I'm like, God damn, I hate cutting apples, but I guess I'm going to go cut apples. And I go to take out
it's
a
better
knife.
Than candy.
This is absolutely true. So thank God for small favors. I go to take out a knife. And she,
no, not the don't do the knife. Don't do the knife.
What the f*** are you talking about? You want the whole apple? Here's the whole apple. No, she drops down to the floor. She's banging her head against the floor, hair wild everywhere.
No, I'm the thing. Use the thing.
What are you talking about? And Astrid goes, use the thing, the apple slicer. And that's what she wants. And
oh,
I'm like,
the apple slicer.
What is an apple slicer? And she goes, you don't know what an apple slicer is? It's sitting on the counter. It's like this round thing with a bunch of blades in it, mm-hmm. right? And there's a little hole in the middle where the blades are attached. I cannot for the life of me understand how this thing works because it's sharp on one end and it's dull on the other, but you're supposed to. So I'm trying to push the apple through the apple slicer,
yes.
right? And Astrid is looking at me and she goes, what are you doing? And I go, I don't know. I'm trying to slice the apple, but you got to use the sharp side, right? And she's like, Brian, how can you be so, I wish I was videotaping this. How can you be so dumb? And I'm like, you use the sharp side. You must use the sharp side. She says, why are you trying to push it through? Don't you? You're going to end up with five fingers hanging out
right,
on the ground.
Right. Those things are sharp.
I didn't know that you had to
push it.
You had to take the whole contraption and push it through the apple. I'm trying to push the apple through the contraption. I'm about to kill myself right here in front of my screaming child.
That's like the onion thing that my grandfather had. It was like you had to push it on top, and then it would chop.
It would make it a blooming onion.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And this is what they had, same thing they have back at the back of the fucking Chili's, right? It's one of those blooming onion things. Chrissy, I swear to God, I got so upset at everybody because Astrid was making fun of me. And I was like, I've never seen one of these. What? I don't know how to work it. I don't know how to do it. And she's like, use your common sense. Why would you put your hand through that apple slicer? And I'm like, oh, I didn't intend to put my hand through the apple slicer. You were going to let me do it. And she's like, I just wish I had videotaped that because you really are losing your marbles. This is another one of those, you know, $10 contraptions.
The gadget, yeah.
That sit at the corner of a grocery store aisle mm-hmm. that you buy, that you go, oh, that's great. It really does make your life easier.
Yeah.
But they sell those on our infomercials for like $29.99 plus $29.99 shipping and handling. $29.99 plus $29.99 shipping and handling. It's a huge market. And so many people that we know are probably secretly addicted to buying that shit. I mean, my mother is, I'll tell you right now.
Oh,
she would tell you.
It's affordable and they make it look so good. I mean, it's going to solve everything in your life.
You can solve all problems mm-hmm. after midnight on basic cable. That's what happens.
Yes.
My mom got in such a mess with that fucking QVC.
Oh, my mom did too back
in
the day.
We bailed her out so
ago.
Many times.
She's not using it anymore, obviously, because she's not with us anymore.
Yeah, well, we don't know, but we don't think so.
But yeah, my dad had to put the kibosh down on that. That was like in the 90s.
Oh,
I mean, we had boxes. It was like Amazon is now with the boxes coming all the time. We had boxes of all the stuff coming all the time.
Wow.
My dad finally was like, no more.
Yeah, and that's a thing. I think Amazon has kind of normalized mm-hmm. this impulsive purchasing.
That's true. It has.
And it can be there today.
Yeah.
Like if you buy it at the right time, it's the right item, you have Prime, it can be there today. And I am a victim of this. All these wires in the studio.
Is.
Yeah, I wouldn't have all these wires in the studio if Amazon didn't exist because I would have to go to a store and physically pick it out and it would just be a much more painful process. But Amazon makes it so easier, Walmart.com or whatever, that I don't know. It's just one of those things.
It's a blessing and a curse.
It's a blessing and a curse. That's it. And, you know, my mom, we've bailed her out so many times with QVC. I have called QVC and I've said,
You told me about that.
You are taking advantage.
Don't let her buy anything.
Why are you extending her credit? She doesn't have any money. And you keep on extending her credit, even though she's failing to pay the bills that she has right now. You got to stop. You're taking advantage of an old lady. It is predatory. I see their point of view that she has a free will. Like, how do we know who she is? But I said, this is like the fifth time that my mom has been in some kind of debt to you where the debt is close to defaulting. Absolutely. Well, finally, I think the last time I got through to them because they won't let her purchase. And she keeps on saying, I just want to buy this one. Can you call? Hi, Brian. Can you call QVC? I found a really pretty dress. And you know, I don't have any. You have dresses, Mom. I went into your closet and I saw six of the same dress.
Right.
Six, Chrissy, of the same fucking dress. Most of them in the same size. And I'm like, what is this all about? And she's like,
I don't know. I think I liked it so much I bought it a couple times.
And I'm like, why did? And she goes, I forgot that I bought it and then I just bought it again. She had, I just can't explain how much junk. Esther went over there one time, cleaned out her closet. She was starting to put the same clothes in piles.
Yeah.
She had like 15 piles where there were multiples of the same exact thing. That is predatory. But I do get it. I do understand that, you know, it's not QVC's responsibility to make sure my mom is spending her money responsibly. But when you keep on extending the credit and extending the credit, it's too much. And that's exactly what these companies were doing back during the TV psychic hotline days. Mm-hmm. And that's why PRN, not PFN, which is Psychic Friends Network, but PRN, which is Psychic Readers Network, they were extending mass amounts of credit to a lot of people to the tune of $500 million worth of like outstanding debt that people had to this one company. And they just kept extending the credit when they were finally taken down by like some, you know, whatever, the Department of Justice or whoever. They agreed to forgive all of that debt. So the last $500 million didn't count for them. But, you know, it's just one of those things. It's like, especially in this day and age, in 2025, where everything is monetized and we're all essentially trying to take advantage of each other. It's just one of those things that's happening. We're in one of those like late capitalism stages where everyone just wants to get their bag and head off to, you know, Mykonos and buy a house or West Palm Beach or whatever. Ibiza. You just have to be mindful that not everybody has your best interest on heart. That's right. So be mindful. What was that? I saw what is his new thing that he's selling? Was it Christmas ornaments or something?
You name it.
I think it was Christmas ornaments.
You could name anything.
I think there's Christmas ornaments that
makes
are on
sense.
Sale
it's
now.
It's getting holiday time.
But here's an example. And listen, I understand Donald Trump does not actually make these himself. But, you know, he sold those watches, like those gold platinum special watches, good as a Rolex, going to be worth $1 million. There are so many hundreds of people complaining that they either didn't get their watch, it was broken, or it didn't show up in the condition it was promised. It was essentially a piece of junk. It was a piece of junk. It was a Casio watch. And they thought they were getting a Rolex, right? And just be mindful. Not everybody has your best interest at heart. I cannot believe that I'm saying this about the president of these United States, but he's kind of got a reputation for not selling great stuff. So don't buy it.
Yeah.
I mean, let him be president. Focus on that. Don't worry about Christmas ornaments or watches. Let's focus on that. All right. So as we all try and figure out our financial situations and worry about impending doom and all that other stuff, for the remainder of this show, I will stay away from talking about Donald Trump and his watches. But I do want to talk about this.
Bulldozer?
What's that?
The bulldozer?
Oh, my God. Can we please?
God. I know.
Okay. I think I have a take that might be a bit of a hot take on this for commercial break listeners who understand kind of our that we're not like the biggest fans of Donald Trump. But I think I have a bit of a hot take, and
okay.
I'll get
can't
to
wait
it
to hear
in
it.
Just a second. All right. Let's take a break. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Rachel, your new voice of God here on TCB. And just like you, I'm wondering just how much longer this podcast can continue. Let's all rejoice that another episode has made it to your ears, and I'll rejoice that my check is in the mail. Speaking of mail, get your free TCB sticker in the mail by going to tcbpodcast.com and visiting the Contact Us page. You can also find the entire commercial break library, audio and video, just in case you want to look at Chrissy, at tcbpodcast.com. Want your voice to be on an episode of the show? Leave us a message at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Tell us how much you love us, and we'll be sure to let the world know on a future episode. Or you could make fun of us. That'd be fine, too. We might not air that, but maybe. Oh, and if you're shy, that's okay. Just send a text. We'll respond. Now I'm going to go check the mailbox for payment while you check out our sponsors, and then we'll return to this episode of the commercial break.
Okay, so everybody knows that Donald Trump is currently demolishing one-third of the White House, essentially to make room for the largest building that will be part of that complex, 90,000 square feet.
Yeah, that's huge.
Square foot ballroom. Because he says that all presidents have been asking for a place to
It's been demanded.
Demanded. 5:30. That at 5:30, everyone can go party in one particular place, and they don't have that yet. He's already laid waste to that. Here comes the chief. He's the chief, and he needs hailing. It's like a South Park episode. Yes. It really is. So he's already laid waste to a lot of the White House grounds. He's made renovations inside of the gaudy renovations inside of the actual Oval Office and the rest. He's got pictures of, you know, Joe Biden's auto pen hanging. I mean, he's really small-minded when it comes to all of this stuff. And while he claims to love the place, he doesn't seem to have any reverence for it. It's an old building.
Yeah.
It's been around for a very long time. It's gone through a lot. It's been through major renovations on more than one occasion. And every president puts their own little stamp on the White House. And every first lady usually puts her stamp on the White House. And the East Wing is hers, typically. It's where her office space is and some other stuff. Like they had a theater in there, the presidential theater, where as far back as Ronald Reagan, they took pictures of him watching movies in there with his family. So it's half residential, half office, half, you know, where they put like the Christmas trees during Christmas time and all of that. It's been around for a long time. The last major renovation was like back in the 40s, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But here's my hot take on this. Okay. You're the current president. You occupy the People's House right now. You want to make some changes that you think are going to benefit future presidents and probably yourself. Okay, I understand that. And I think you should be allowed to put your stamp on the White House, even if that means major renovation or possibly demolition. I believe you should be able to do that. But that should go through some kind of channels where other people besides you have some say in what goes on, like a historical preservation society, where there are conversations back and forth about what makes sense and what doesn't make sense to rip up. Just taking a bulldozer to the White House. Yeah. I mean, it's insane. It's insane. Oh, no. Disney World does a better job of hiding the demolition than the fucking White House did, right? Disney World says, pardon our progress.
Yeah.
Donald Trump says, I love the smell of a bulldozer in the morning. I mean, come on. Come on. It just feels disrespectful.
It does. It does. Yeah. Put a tent up or something. I don't know.
You're the fucking president of the United States. You can do something. Park your Qatari plane in front of it. Like, hide it or something. I mean, do something. I am not opposed to Donald Trump saying, I want to make some changes to the White House. I think that it needs some changes. If he doesn't say it, who's going to, right? If the president doesn't say it, who's going to? I mean, I'm sure there are preservation societies and other people that are involved in this. I don't know. I know that there are like commissions that are involved in any kind of renovations that go on.
I mean, I haven't read enough about it, but hopefully they saved some kind of, I mean, if you're talking about since the 40s, like the flooring could have been reused. Like,
have you seen the pictures? They saved
nothing. I know, that's what I'm saying.
They saved nothing.
Boom. Yeah.
They just tore it down. They literally brought in some rinky-dink construction company that I'm sure is tied to some congressional candidate or something. And they brought him in and they tore it down. Here's the part where I take real issue. Guess who's paying for it? He says me and some private donors.
Yeah, he said the private donors.
Those private donors are like Comcast and other big corporations. What?
Sponsored it?
It's sponsored by Comcast? What are you going to? Are you going to put an NBC logo up front?
I would not put it past.
This wing brought to you by Xfinity?
I mean, there's about to be a wrestling match, right? Or a UFC?
UFC match right out in front. This is total idiocracy. It is. And I get it. Like, at some point, you got to spit in the face of convention. You got to come up to the...
Shake things up.
You got to...
Sure.
That's why he was put in... That's why people voted for him. And I'm not immune to understanding that, right? I may not have liked him, but I understand why people did like the way that he was talking. I think some of those people now have regrets because the things he was saying are actually happening. And they thought he was just, you know, I don't know, joking around. I don't know what they thought. He was doing some kind of stand-up routine or something. But no, he's actually doing it. When it comes to the White House, I think we got to have a little ounce of conservatism when it comes to what we're demolishing. Little decorum. And you can't put fucking Xfinity digital signs on the top of the roof. You can't do that. This really is Idiocracy. And when you see the movie,
the Xfinity White House.
Yes. And the White House has like digital billboards and they're all like flashing signs or like 7-Eleven and McDonald's. That's what's coming next. That's how you want to live. Cool, dude. But that is the sign of a failing democracy. When you probably, Donald, Mr. Trump, you probably, Mr. Trump, I'll give you the respect you deserve. Mr. Trump, you probably could have gone in front of a commission and said, these are the changes that I want. We need a ballroom.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
I don't deny a ballroom. I mean, it sounds great, I guess.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, where were they throwing the parties before?
I don't know.
Right,
exactly.
I've seen a lot of episodes of West Wing, and it seems like there's plenty of party space.
Dancing space.
I know. Yeah, they're always at a party. Where do they host all these people that come? Like when a whole,
maybe he just had Andrea Botticelli or whatever.
Did they put him?
Yeah.
In a 3 foot by 3 foot closet? Like, what was going on there? I don't know. The White House seems pretty big. It doesn't seem like we need 90,000 square feet. But, you know, I guess when you got to get all those Trump coin buyers inside of the door, then I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that's what set this off. I didn't have enough room for all my Trump coins.
For all the, the people that are spending money on
it. Listen to me. Go have a conversation with somebody and let's talk about it. And then if we need a ballroom, maybe we can do a ballroom. But it shouldn't be a one day process. Today I announce it, tomorrow it's gone, and I'm now building something. I don't know.
He's been planning it for a little while. Wasn't he like up on the roof a while back looking down and reporters like, what are you doing?
He was pointing here, he was pointing like, there. Yeah. I don't know. He's in a game of Minecraft. He's just building on his own.
He's certainly breaking norms.
Build it.
Sure.
Let's build it here. Build it there. Tear that down. Tear this down. Put another flag up here. I don't know.
I
don't understand. And by the way, this is the thing I am least concerned about.
Exactly. That's the thing.
With what's going on with this administration. Let's get the Marines out of our cities first, and then we can go from there. But, you know, hot take. I don't think Donald Trump should not be allowed to do things at the White House, make renovations. See, everyone got all, you know, up in arms about him gold painting, essentially, the inside of the Oval Office. I do not like it, but I did not take as much of offense because of it's his Oval Office, at least for the next 4 years.
Yeah,
he gets to do what he wants to.
He can decorate it however he wants.
Okay, if you want to, you know, spray paint
it.
It's
not my taste.
Yeah, if you want to spray paint it gold, cool, dude. All right. It is not my taste. And when you see pictures, it looks so ridiculous.
I know.
It really does.
I know.
But okay, cool. All right, that's fine. But demolishing an entire wing of the building is just like a whole different thing. It really is. I mean, I think even most people with common sense can agree with that. And, you know, just saying that it's cool to own the libs. Yeah, all right. But now we have to live with, you know, this 15-story building with the, you know.
I mean, I guess my problem with
Walmart.com advertisement on it for the rest of our lives.
I know. I think my major problem with it is, you're right, he can make renovations, do things, whatever. But my major problem is all the money that's being spent on that. I don't care if it's where it's coming from. Really, honestly, it could be used for so many other things.
It really
could.
With
like children.
Children or whatever.
Hungry children.
Yeah.
Homelessness. Like things that are true problems that kind of money could go towards to help.
We don't have an acting government right now because it's not being funded because it's closed.
Right.
It's shut down. There's no agreement to spend any more money on most things. And some of those things include SNAP benefits for people and for children. And we can all argue about who rightfully or wrongfully gets those SNAP benefits. But when you have a social net, safety net like that, there, of course, are going to be people who take advantage
of it. Exactly. No, there's going to be abuse to it. But, I mean, again, it's just that the children suffer for it. I feel terrible.
I would rather feed 10 hungry children and 30 people who are just too lazy to go get a job, then let those 10 hungry kids go hungry. And so that $250 million that's being spent, if Comcast was willing to donate that to the SNAP benefits program, I bet that could take care of a month or two of the SNAP benefits across the country so that those kids could survive the adults bullshitting around. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that I agree with you 100% on this. And why is Comcast secretly donating all this money to build an East Wing?
What do you mean? Because everybody wants to curry favor.
Did they want to curry favor and they want some regulation to be bent or broken so that they can get what they want out of the president and this administration?
Quid pro quo.
It is for sale. It's all for sale. And that's what I was just talking about. In the age of our Lord, 2025, we should really keep our eye on the ball here because everything is for sale and they are literally selling it all. And that is a banana republic. That's what it is. And I'm not saying it doesn't happen with other administrations. Of course it did. It probably has happened since the beginning of our republic. It probably has happened in some way, shape, or form. But sometimes those people get caught and it snaps everybody else up into line. And sometimes
it's never so blatant.
It's never so out in the open.
It's never been so.
Can we please put it behind the curtain again?
Put a tent over it.
Yeah, put a tent over it. Park your plane in front of it. It's just lunacy to me. And anybody else that doesn't see that, I'm really sorry because right now your side is winning. Well, when your side isn't winning, when these same things were happening with other administrations, how did you feel about it? I can guarantee you didn't feel good about it. So just take that same amount of criticism that you had for the libs, quote unquote, or whatever, of which I do not consider myself a part of. But whatever it is, when you look over on that side of the aisle and you see some of the same things happening, do you criticize them as fervently as you're willing to criticize the people who happen to be on your side of the fence? If the answer is no, then that is hypocrisy and you are simply not thinking straight. If the answer is yes, then speak up and speak up loudly.
I mean, I think it's just, it's hard, I would think, for any normal person to like rationalize some of this.
But people are trying to. And the way that they rationalize it is by saying, but two wrongs don't make a right.
Right.
And so, but they is not an argument. That's an excuse. And excuses are what we don't need right now. We need people to be held accountable, no matter which party they are in. No matter which party they are in. Whether it's Joe Biden or Barack Obama or George Bush Jr. or George Bush Sr.
Democrats, independents, Republicans, anybody.
Yeah,
if they're not doing the right thing, they should be held responsible.
Responsible. Absolutely. And then, you know, when the president of these United States is then blessing the corruption by letting George Santos out of jail or hundreds of people that he's let out so that he can curry favor and loyalty from them, then that is clear corruption too. So, you know, listen, we usually don't talk politics on the show, but it's getting a little hot in the kettle right now. And this is generational damage that's being done to this government and our society. And if we don't all start speaking up a little bit louder, it's going to take generations to unfuck what's being fucked right now. We are literally going to have an Xfinity, you know, $29.99 a month for the first 3 months Xfinity. Yeah, scrollers on the top of the White House. If we're not paying attention, and I fear that we're not. Now, there's a lot of noise being made about this.
There was already a Tesla car commercial that was made.
That's it. Yeah, and now there's going to be a UFC commercial, and soon there's going to be an Xfinity commercial. And that's it. And, you know, there you go. It's corruption no matter which way you look at it and no matter which side of the aisle you're on. And so I just implore anybody who doesn't necessarily agree with all of my
Don't get desensitized. And that's easy to do right now.
Absolutely.
So easy.
It's too much coming at us too fast. And we're all like, whatever. That's you and your children and their children and their children's children. And even if you don't have children, that's people around you and their children who are going to have to find a way to cut through the mustard, and the mustard is getting spicy.
Yeah, or your parents. I mean, think about, there's this whole talk about what the sandwich generation, you know, you've got young kids and you've got aging parents.
Yeah.
And you've got to help take care of both of those. And, you know, the elderly too are getting hit with all of the medical.
My mom may not get her check in this next couple of days, and that's going to be a problem for us. And that's going to become my problem. And I, of course, it's my mom. So there you go. But if that happens month after month after month with no sign in sight that any adults in the room are going to get together and understand this. And I just might say this, by the way, I don't care who's at fault for bringing the government to a standstill. It doesn't matter to me. It's a moot point. I don't give a shit. They're all adults. They should be figuring it out. And we elected them to do so. But if you take a look at your estimates for healthcare, ours is going to double.
Oh, yeah.
How are we going to afford that? We can't afford it right now. How are we going to afford it moving forward? It's fucking insane. So what am I going to do? My children get the healthcare. I don't. I guess that's the way it's going to have to be. I don't know.
And yeah, I mean, people just straight up aren't going to be able to afford it.
Oh, no, no, no. There's going to be millions that are just not going to have health insurance. They're not going to go to the doctor. They won't be cared for. And that may not matter to you being a healthy person sitting here on whatever day you're listening to this, but it's going to matter at some point. Mm-hmm. And when it does, and it's not there, and this crazy healthcare system that America has stitched together, you are fucked. You are going to fall through the cracks. Going to fall through the cracks. And when that happens, you're going to wish that at some point you would have screamed or spoken up just a little bit louder, because this is a problem. And no one on the top cares. They just don't. They're busy building the Xfinity wing of the fucking White House. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is crazy. All right. Well, there you go.
Okay, we had our little segment of the rant.
We got it out. Now let's talk about how it's all not going to matter, because on November 11th, we're all going to die from outer space.
Comet.
Right. We'll be back.
Let me do something Brian has never done. Be brief. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. Text or call us 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, for all the audio, video, and your free sticker. Then watch all the videos at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. And finally, share the show. It's the best gift you could give a few aging podcasters. See, Brian? That really wasn't that difficult, now was it? You're welcome.
Like, yeah, we're sitting here dicking around on the night sky. Yeah, so, okay, so let's talk to Chad for just a second here.
Chatty.
Hey, good morning, Chat.
Good morning. Lovely to hear from you. Hope you're doing well today. What can I help you out with?
Yeah, so we're here on the commercial break, taping an episode, and we would like to know more about this comet, interstellar visitor, known by its short name, 3i. Can you tell us more about that? She's thinking. She likes to think.
Absolutely. I can dive into that. So 3i is basically the shorthand for the third known interstellar object we spotted passing through our solar system. The first one you might remember was Oumuamua back in 2017. So 3i is another visitor from beyond our solar system, and it's been studied as it zipped through. It's basically a comet-like object, so it's got some ice, it's got some dust, and scientists have been super excited to study it to understand what stuff from another star system looks like. So that's the gist, and if you need more details, just let me know.
Okay,
that is the sanctioned version of what this is, right? Now, there are many other scientists and astronomers and thinkers and the type that would think about this stuff for a living, who are curious as to
what
the type, the kind that you don't want to sit next to at a dinner party. You know, the type, the kind that make your life miserable. They are saying that this object is behaving strangely and that strange behavior may or may not be extraterrestrial. So let's talk a little bit about that version of it. This is from a Yahoo News report. The Harvard professor, a Harvard professor, is raising questions about 3i Atlas, the comet passing through our solar system, and he says that its hurtling object, giving off chemical giving off chemical signals that do not appear to be natural. Theoretical physicist Abhi Loeb says that Keck 2 telescope in Hawaii recently collected data that indicates 3i is emitting nickel, but little, if any, iron, a characteristic we only find in industrial-produced nickel alloys, such as a compound used in metal coatings to fortify surfaces. Loeb has become a familiar figure in the news coverage about 3i because of his startling theory that the comet could be some form of alien technology. For months, he has been highlighting the object's lack of traditional comet's tail, its curious trajectory through the Milky Way, and its unusually large size. It's at least 1,000 times more massive than the previous interstellar objects we've ever seen, Loeb said. And it does raise a question as to why is such a large object delivered in our inner solar system when we've only seen small ones before. He argues that the international community should get on the same page about what to do if extraterrestrials or drones come into proximity with Earth. We should keep our eyes open and not assume anything because this could be the black swan event, where something that looks natural at first ends up being a Trojan horse. Because the implications could be huge for humanity, we must take this seriously. 3i is expected to disappear behind the sun later this month and pass Jupiter next year before leaving our galaxy. Loeb, on the other hand, likens the object to an interstellar blind date. You often assume that dating a partner would be very friendly, but you have to worry about serial killers as well. Well, that's a rather dim view of blind dating, Avi.
I know.
Yeah. So Avi is...
I think it's cool.
I think it's cool, too. Avi is really the one who has been kind of leading the charge, amongst others, but he's the loudest voice because he's become well-known, especially when the last interstellar object came through. He became well-known saying this doesn't act, look, or feel like anything we've seen before. It's possible it could be an extraterrestrial probe, something that's coming close to Earth or in our solar system to take some pictures or some, you know, data measurements, keep an eye on us, to spy
on us. That's exactly what we're doing.
That's it.
We're sending stuff out there.
We're sending stuff out there that you're so right about this. So what makes us think that, see, there's a couple different theories about extraterrestrials, and it's so many people are, I want you to not worry in this sense. So many people are thinking about what we do, what happens, how do we handle contact with extraterrestrial life. My personal belief is they are already here. They are the octopi. Those octopi are weird and they can get out of cages and they, let's just admit it, they're strange objects. But, okay, let's assume first...
The octopus?
The octopi, that's right.
I don't think it's octopi.
I know, it's not octopi, but I like to say it anyway. Let's just assume that there is a more intelligent form. Even though octopus are very intelligent, there's like a super intelligent form from somewhere way out there that are coming in, and they are doing whatever they're going to do. There's three different versions of what happens. Number one, they're here to take our resources, they mean us harm, and they want to do... They want to eliminate us so they can get to whatever it is, eliminate us or enslave us to get to whatever it is they need. Now, if that would be water or air or minerals, there are lots of places in the solar system where they could get that unmolested by pesky human beings. Mm. There's lots of water throughout the solar system, even our own solar system, in moons and other places. There, you know, air, probably unlikely to have exactly our air composition, but why would they need to take it? And what would they put it in? A bunch of plastic bags and take it back? I mean, you know what I'm saying? And then other resources like minerals, they can be found plentiful throughout the universe, except for the man-made kind, which I'm sure if they can make a spaceship to get here, they probably don't need any help making, you know, chemical compounds. Let's put it that way. The other thought by some of the thinkers and people who are
those types,
you know, the kind who smell bad, but you know, are really interesting. You know what I'm talking about?
They don't smell bad. They just have bad breath.
They have bad breath. Yeah. You know, but everyone can be guilty of bad breath every once in a while, but they have like chronic bad breath and you got to stay away from them, but you really want to hear what they say. And they speak in a weird voice. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
All right. Those people, they have another theory, which is basically like the zoo theory, which is they are coming to observe. Mm-hmm. And it's likely they probably don't want to do us any harm. They may even mean to protect us. They want us to stay safe and sound because they are observing us, like we do with animals at a zoo, right? We take them in. Yeah, we take them away from whatever natural habitat they have. But let's say we find an animal that's hurt or whatever. You take it to a zoo and you take care of it and you want it to be okay. And if it gets hurt, you shoot it with a tranquilizer dart and then you stick your finger up its ass. Yeah, there you go, right? I mean, so there's that. And some people really are clinging on to this theory. Talk about a probe. Hey, listen, there's so much more evidence of these UAEs coming out on a daily basis from really reputable sources that my belief is if aliens have been here, that's the stance they're taking in the first place. They're not here manipulating us or trying to kill us or mean us any harm. They really are just observing what's going on. They're taking lots of pictures while you're in your shower. They love human titties. That's what
they're
it
observing
is.
Bulldozers.
Yes.
I do not understand
White House.
Why bulldoze something so beautiful.
You know, and then there's this third version, which is like ravenously hungry predators who just like, you know, kill everything. But I don't know. I don't buy into that. But if this thing is zooming past us and its intention is to either make contact or give us a good look, give us a see under our skirt a little bit.
Yeah.
It has got some people at least alarmed enough that they are screaming loudly that the international community should be thinking about this. Now, here's my opinion, and I'd like you to take
I think that they are thinking about it.
That's it. I'd like you to take a little bit of comfort in this. I believe that at the highest levels of government, excluding like J.D. Vance and Donald Trump and Cash Patel, at the highest levels of trained government, military officials, CIA, possibly, you know, others in secret weird, you know, organizations that we don't even know about, along with many others throughout the world, have probably not only been thinking about this, talking about it, and potentially planning for it.
Sure.
If
I would think so. Everybody's not just sitting around like,
No, these plans have probably been long in the talkings. The truth is that they may already know things that we don't
know. I'm sure that they do.
They're not going to scare 8 billion people into freaking out and spending all their money on QVC overnight. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just...
Yes.
There's got to be some contingency for keeping everybody calm while certain dooms
swings on that. Keep it close to the vest.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Keep it close to the breast or close to the breast, Chrissy. Mm-hmm. Which one? And so... take comfort, because if Avi is out there screaming about it, then there are other people who have been thinking about it, not for a minute, but for a long time.
Yeah.
And they either have a plan or a bunker, one of those two. And it doesn't matter which one, you're not included in either of them. So just, you know, live your life.
Get your pool ready. I mean, it's, you know, it's getting to be winter time. You don't need that water in there anyways. Let's get the bunker.
I just watched, funny enough, I just watched a company on Instagram called Atlas Security. So this is 3i Atlas.
Yeah.
Atlas Security are the people. Remember a couple months ago when it came out that there was a bunker being built in Idaho, like a 12-story bunker underground?
Yes, I read about that.
For $1 million, you could buy a two-bedroom apartment.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a tour of that, and a physical tour. Someone went in and took a tour with the guy who started this whole project. It's amazing. Quite amazing. And it exists, and
sure
it's sold out. So there you go.
Oh, I'm sure. And I think, isn't there a show on Apple or Netflix or one of those that's about the same thing, where all these rich people get the access, they buy in?
Is that called Invasion? Is that what it
Maybe
is? Invasion?
It is. I don't
Everyone's
know. I just
talking
saw
about.
Yeah, I just saw a trailer for it.
When I get done with Slow Horses, then I will go
so
to
good.
Invasion.
The Diplomat is back.
I got to pick it up where I left off. I left off halfway through season two.
Oh, Brian, it's so good.
I know.
Jeff and I just blew through this last season. And yeah, so good.
I do love her.
I love that show.
Yeah, I do love her.
It's full
Carrie
of twists
Washington.
And turns.
Is it Carrie Washington?
No, it's Carrie Russell.
Oh, Carrie Russell. Sorry, Carrie Washington.
Yeah, and Allison Janney's in it. There's another guy, too, from the West Wing. So they definitely like...
Allison Janney shows up?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She's the VP, so...
You
left
off. All right, there we go.
Where you left off.
Where I left off, she becomes the VP.
She already was, but yeah.
Oh, she was?
Mm-hmm. Just go back and watch
okay,
it.
Okay, I'll go back and watch it.
It's so good.
She was not involved in the program when I was watching. So, okay, I will. I will go back and watch it. I love Allison Janney. I love everything about The West Wing. I am now on my 75th rewatch of The West Wing, desperately crying for the good old days. I mean, that is a very idealized version of government and how it works and all that stuff. But, you know, one Jed Bartlett administration, and I think we could just fix it all.
Yes.
All the fuck-ups from Biden and Trump and all this other stuff, we could just, like, put it all back together again. If we could have one Bartlett administration, if we could have Leo as the chief of staff for one administration, I think he could fix it all. But Leo doesn't exist, and the guy who played him died. So there you go.
Yeah, what a great show.
All right. Well, listen.
I would also take Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Veep.
Yeah, that's yeah.
That's a great
if you
show.
Want a funny version of this. Okay, so everybody calm down. There's nothing to worry about. And if there is something to worry about it, we're not going to know about it. So don't worry about
it.
There you go. It's just going to happen. And
only control the things you can control.
That's right. Only Joe Rogan is going to know about it in the podcast world. And, you know, he's not going to tell anybody else. He's already built his bunker in Austin. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Of it. Yeah. I think he records in a bunker, actually. Looks like he records a bunker. Yeah. Even Joe Rogan and Andrew Schultz got together a couple days ago, a week ago, whatever it was. And yeah, they were pissing and moaning about bringing Trump on. So, you know.
Hindsight's 2020.
It always is. Mm-hmm. It always is. I don't care. Just, you know, if you think that you messed up, then say you messed up. If you think something's wrong, then say it's wrong.
I agree.
We can all, history books will figure it out later. Don't worry about it. History will remember the last thing you did, not the first thing you did. You know what I'm saying?
If they haven't been rewritten.
Yeah, they haven't been rewritten. By Xfinity. Oh, God.
That's why we just need to laugh.
It's hard. No. But here we are. And
for an hour. Yes,
we'll muddle through.
For an hour. Yeah,
we'll muddle through somehow, as the old Christmas song would say. And Christmas right around the corner.
It is. I can't believe
it's
it.
It's insane. Okay. Do us a favor. First of all, go listen to After the Break if you get a chance. You can find it on any major podcast player. I think it's there on most so far. If not, it'll be there shortly. But Apple and Spotify, iHeart, Odyssey, I know they're all there. And then tcbpodcast.com for your free sticker. You can go to the Contact Us button, drop down menu, says I want my free sticker. We've got a number of them, so go ahead and write in and we will send it to you. No muss, no fuss, straight to your door. Just like QVC. 212-433-3TCB. 212-433-3822. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. I'll be happy to take them all right there on that phone number. We will get back to you at the commercial break on Instagram and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Oh, and go listen to the interview with Nacho Redondo. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do for now.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
And I love you.
Best to you. Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until we all die a fiery death, we will say, we must say, we will say.
Goodbye.
See you.